This is episode 234 of the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? What's going on, guys? Surprise, surprise. I am back interviewing myself, essentially, for this particular masterclass. I know that this might come as a surprise, for the loyal listeners, those who, you know, follow the show. Usually on Mondays, you guys know that I typically have a masterclass where I interview someone. We kind of dive deep on some different areas. Last week, I had myself on the masterclass, and I wanted to come back and follow back up, because usually I reserve, you know, these solo podcasts for the Q&A shows that get released on Thursdays. But, I'm working with someone, and I think you guys can benefit from something that this particular person is going through as far as their marketing is concerned, just kind of some frustrations, and some things that I've experienced. I think we've all experienced, we're in a competitive market, right? And, essentially you cannot rely on the same marketing tactics. You can't keep doing the same things and expect different results. You know, it's that classic definition of insanity. So guys, on today's masterclass, I just kind of wanted to dive deep on this one subject. Still keep it short and sweet, not as long as our typical masterclass episodes, which are about half an hour to 45 minutes. I probably go, 10 to 15 minutes on this one. But I wanted to talk to you about your marketing in general. And if you're not happy with the results, it's an opportunity for you to really peel back the layers of the onion and figure out, try to identify the root cause of why you're not seeing the results that you are used to seeing or that you want to see. And this applies to any marketing channel, but, specifically in this case for direct mail, direct mail, just for many people, I think I speak for many people, it hasn't been as effective from a response rate perspective as maybe it once was in the past. And I think that's, it stands to reason. There's several reasons that's going on. There's a lot more people that have flooded the marketplace that are trying to buy and sell properties, fix and flip, wholesalers. There's weekend seminars that pop up, practically in every city. And direct mail is kind of getting noisy. It's not uncommon for our acquisition managers to go meet with the seller, and there's 15 to 30, and I'm not exaggerating, direct mail pieces, many of which actually kind of look the same. And that's a whole separate conversation that I'll probably touch here in a little bit. But, so you have to ask yourself several things. Ask yourself, there's a lot of different variables when it comes to direct mail and other marketing channels, but specifically with direct mail, you have the list. Okay. That's the number one thing. So how good is your list? What's the source of that list? How is that information populated, generated? Do you have quality data is number one. Number two is, does your message match the market? Dan Kennedy, famous marketing guru, talks about, with marketing, you want to enter the conversation that's already happening inside the head of your prospect. So think about your sellers. Who are they? Have you identified your seller avatar? Do you know, their income level? Do you know how old they are? Do you know typically what part of town they live in? What are their frustrations? What are their pain points? Why are they selling? Why would they call you? What problem are you solving? So I've talked in the past about identifying your seller avatar, and that comes with just collecting a lot of information, collecting a lot of data points that you can then analyze to craft a marketing message that fits your market. Because if the message is off, forget it, the phone's not going to ring. So that's the second thing, is you have to look at your, you have to look at your direct mail piece. You have to look at your copy. You have to look at your, does the message match the market? And one of the tips I kind of want to share with you guys is do not be gun shy to ask your prospects, ask your sellers, when you do get a call, hey, what made you pick up the phone and call me? I'm just curious. You know, like my goal, my passion, one of the things we're striving to do is help more people. And, you know, your candid feedback would be much appreciated. If you have to incentivize them with a $5 or a $10 Starbucks gift card or whatever it might be, do it. But, you know, when that phone rings, after you've collected information, built some rapport, et cetera, just say, hey, kind of random question, but, you know, what made you pick up the phone and call me? You know, and that information you get from these people, if you're consistent enough and you ask it, is going to be gold. That is now information that you can use in future marketing. And listen to what they're saying. You know, after you've sampled enough people, are you hearing something that keeps popping up? Hey, you know, if you're, let's for example say that you're sending a branded piece, right? Like I'll give you an example. One of the pieces that we send has our company logo at the top, A plus Better Business Bureau rating, and it has a picture of my family at the bottom of the mail piece. You know, we've gotten feedback from sellers that say, hey, I really like, you know, that's a great picture of you and your family. Like we've heard that over and over again, right? And so we know that that particular piece, now granted, that's a letter, so they don't know that before they open it, but when they open it, that's one extra reason for them to call. Like, that's just an example, but start collecting information like that. Ask your sellers, you know, hey, again, just curious, I really want to help more people. What made you pick up the phone and call me? Now, they could share with you, you know, something they're going through, you know, some sort of distress, whether it's financial distress, you know, property distress. I mean, there's several different reasons people call you, but ask them, collect information, document that, have a place where you can document that information. After you've spoken and asked 10, 15, 20, 30 different sellers, start to see if there's overlap. And you're hearing some similarities because now you can use that information to craft new marketing pieces that moving forward that you can get to increase your response rate. Obviously, you want to split test, you know. So if let's say you have 15, 20,000 records that you want to send out to someone, maybe split test, maybe send, you know, half and half. Do if there's one particular postcard that's kind of like what's called your control piece, you know, like let's say you have a postcard that you know produces a 1% response rate or a 0.5% response rate, whatever it is, maybe take that same postcard but change the color and do a split test and send out, you know, 10,000 in yellow and 10,000 in pink. You know, that's one thing you can do. So it's important that when you're split testing, you're only changing one variable at a time. Do not change multiple variables in the postcard because you're not going to know what, like, let's say, you know, you change, let's say you have a postcard, one is yellow, one is pink. That's the right way to do it. You do a split test, make sure you have different unique marketing numbers so that you can track the response rate of two. The wrong way to do it would be to do, you have your control piece, which is a yellow postcard, and then you change the color and you make it pink, but then you also change the headline of the postcard, right? Now you've changed two different variables. You've changed the color and you've changed the headline. So how do you know, let's say the pink outproduces the yellow. How do you know, was it because of the color? Was it because of the headline? So just change one variable at a time. And on a monthly basis, make sure that you're trying to improve your control piece. The goal is to figure out, okay, pink or yellow in this example. It could be pink or blue or whatever, right? If we're talking about the color. Okay, well, pink outproduced yellow by a little bit. Okay, well, now pink becomes your new control piece. And now maybe do two pinks, but change the headline and split test the headline. And you keep going on and on and on. So that's how you guys want to approach it. You know, the other thing is, and this is something I've kind of harped on in the past, you definitely want to remain consistent with your marketing. Worst thing you can do is turn on the faucet with your marketing and then turn it off. Turn it on, turn it on. So constantly be mailing. Even if you're not seeing the results, make sure that you're analyzing your data. You know, do I have quality data? You know, collect information about your sellers. Use that in your marketing pieces. Split test and remain consistent. Just stay at it. You know, one other point with direct mail is, don't just rely on one way to hit these people. You kind of have to look at your marketing like an octopus, you know. And what I mean by that is not just different marketing channels, but let's say you don't have the marketing budget. How can you drill down, go an inch wide and a mile deep to hit people multiple ways? Like, so direct mail, cold calling, door knocking. I mean, there's just so many ways to target people. Social media, you know, a lot of sellers are on social media. Is there a way that you can track down their Instagram, their Facebook, their LinkedIn, whatever it might be? You know, hitting these people up on Facebook Messenger, if they're on Facebook, right? So these are all just, I'm trying to plant some seeds and ideas for you to make sure that you look at one marketing channel, whatever that might be. How can you go deep with that marketing channel and hit these people multiple ways? You know, think about your marketing department as an octopus that has all these different arms, and you're touching these people in different ways. And then the last thing is, you know, when you get the phone to ring, how do you separate yourself from everybody else out there? You know, how are you treating these people? How are you communicating with them? You know, if your mom or your grandmother was in a distressed situation and they needed to sell their house, would you have your mom or your grandmother call your company? Ask yourself that question. And I think, you know, if you really like, if you take an opportunity to kind of just look in the mirror and reflect and ask yourself better questions like this, it's an opportunity for you to figure out where are the holes in your boat, where can I improve my marketing, how can I reach more people, how can I connect, resonate, and solve problems. That's what it's all about. Your marketing is meant to just get people to pick up the phone and call you, but once they do that, how can you provide a solution to people's problems? And don't be shy to ask people why they called, because there's a lot of valuable information in that. So guys, this is probably the shortest masterclass I've ever done. Well, maybe last week's was, but I promise you, next masterclass, I'm going to have an awesome guest expert on, and we'll keep the show rolling from there. So, hey guys, last thing I want to ask you, if you could please make sure you subscribe and download to the Flip Empire Show. If you, maybe you're just listening to this for the first time. And then also, if you can, if you're getting value out of this, you know, feel free to leave me an honest rating and review. A lot of times people will ask for like a 5-star rating. I'm just asking for an honest rating and review. Go to flipempire.com/iTunes. Let me know your thoughts. It's going to help me reach more people, and it's going to give me valuable feedback on what I need to do to continue to take the show to another level. Appreciate you guys, and I'll connect with you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.